What happens when the world's most powerful democracy starts making decisions that defy logic? We're watching it unfold in real time. A psychiatrist who literally wrote the diagnostic criteria for narcissistic personality disorder refuses to diagnose the president with it, not because he doesn't fit the profile, but because doing so misses the point entirely. The problem isn't one man's psychology, it's ours. We've become a nation gripped by collective delusion, marching confidently toward multiple catastrophes while insisting everything is fine. From climate denial to healthcare dysfunction, from wealth inequality to perpetual war, America exhibits all the symptoms of a society that has lost touch with reality. The question isn't whether we're in crisis, it's whether we can snap out of it before it's too late. Like bacteria consuming resources in a petri dish, we're racing toward collapse while ignoring existential threats. Climate change exemplifies our denial. The Trump administration appointed climate deniers to key positions, censored scientific websites, gutted the EPA, and abandoned climate agreements, choosing short-term comfort over survival. Overpopulation remains equally taboo. Human population exploded from 5 million at agriculture's dawn to over 7 billion today, heading toward 10 billion by 2050. Syria previewed our Malthusian future. Population grew from 3 million, 1950, to 22 million, 2012, before drought triggered civil war. This growth depends on fossil fuels, we're consuming 100,000 times faster than replenishment. Without cheap energy, Earth sustains perhaps 2 billion people. Meanwhile, inequality reaches obscene levels. The richest 60 people own more than the poorest 3.5 billion. CEO pay jumped from 20 times average worker compensation, 1965, to nearly 300 times today. Our healthcare exemplifies this irrationality, designed for profit, spending twice comparable countries while producing worse outcomes. We decoded genomes and explored space, yet make catastrophically poor decisions about survival's most basic requirement, living sustainably on a finite planet. Our brains evolved for a world that no longer exists. Darwin revealed behavior stems largely from unconscious programming rather than rational choice. Your brain contains neural networks from reptilian ancestors, basic functions, mammalian evolution, emotions, and primate heritage, social structures, topped by the recently evolved neocortex enabling language and abstract thought. These systems clash constantly. More neural connections run from emotions to reason than vice versa. Emotions routinely overwhelm logic. The amygdala processes fear and anger before your cortex can evaluate threats rationally, producing quick reactions that saved ancestors from predators, but now generate terrible long-term choices. Brain chemistry complicates matters further. Dopamine creates anticipatory pleasure, endorphins provide satisfaction. These systems, adaptive in ancestral scarcity, now override rational thought in today's abundance. These evolutionary adaptations create predictable cognitive biases, prioritizing immediate pleasures, overestimating benefits while underestimating costs, and activating fear circuits that shut down rational processing. We struggle with statistical reasoning, preferring compelling stories over data, fearing rare shark attacks while ignoring common car accidents. Confirmation bias makes us seek information reinforcing existing beliefs while dismissing contradictory evidence. These once adaptive limitations have become dangerously maladaptive in our complex modern world. America was born on third base, but acts like it hit a triple. Unlike older nations shaped by centuries of triumph and disaster, America remains adolescent, brilliant, yet immature, impulsive, and recklessly risk-taking. The American dream centers on aspiration, a nation built by immigrants seeking liberty and opportunity through hard work. Yet aspiration hasn't equaled actualization. Despite declaring all men are created equal 240 years ago, this ideal remains unrealized. The entertainment industry has transformed politics dangerously. Hollywood gave us Reagan. Reality TV produced Trump. Professional entertainers now take center stage, skilled at spinning fantasies and disguising truths. Hollywood's simplistic good versus evil narratives have infiltrated political discourse, avoiding the complexity of real governance. Reagan embodied both wonderful and terrible aspects of American exceptionalism. His infectious optimism sold America as a shining city on a hill, but his presidency left costly legacies: tripled national debt, wealth redistribution to the rich, and dangerous deregulation. Trump represents a darker version, catastrophically wrong on every existential issue: climate change, inequality, civil rights. His rise, despite constant lying and bigotry, reveals America's deeper delusional streak. Make America Great Again actually makes America small, fearful, and vicious. His autocratic tendencies, attacking the press, undermining courts, admiring dictators, face minimal congressional resistance. Trump exploited genuine crises with simple solutions. Most job losses stem from automation, not globalization. Technology has eliminated employment while boosting productivity, with computers and robots potentially replacing half of remaining jobs worth $2 trillion annually. Unlike previous shifts, displaced workers have nowhere to go. Inequality has reached staggering levels. The richest 20 Americans own more than 170 million people combined. CEO pay jumped from 40 to 400 times the average employee's salary, while corporations hoard $5 trillion. Middle-aged whites face declining life expectancy from alcoholism, opiates, and suicide deaths, deaths of despair. Trump transformed anxiety into prejudice, characterizing Mexican immigrants as criminals, despite America's historical dependence on immigrants who fill labor shortages. He exploited psychological vulnerabilities, submission to authority, anti-intellectualism, overvaluing toughness, and conspiracy theories. His overweening confidence appeals to fearful voters seeking certainty. The 2016 election exposed deep misogyny and racism, with evangelicals paradoxically supporting someone who violates Christian values through sexual predation, dishonesty, and vindictiveness. Trump understood that desperate, anxious people aren't receptive to rational arguments. His fear-mongering portrayed a dangerous world where only he could provide safety, making alternative facts readily acceptable. George Washington warned that political polarization would agitate communities with ill-founded jealousies and open doors to foreign influence, precisely what's happening today. Current polarization began with the Civil Rights Act of 1964, when the Republican, Southern strategy transformed the solidly Democratic South into reliably Republican territory, creating the greatest polarization since Reconstruction. America's electoral system has deep structural biases. Despite Democrats winning the popular vote in most presidential elections since 1988, Republicans dominate government branches due to constitutional compromises protecting smaller states. Wyoming voters have 60 times more influence than California voters in the Senate, while sophisticated gerrymandering and voter suppression tactics further skew representation. Trump's success proves there's little correlation between campaign and governing skills. Clinton offered 112,735 words across 65 policy sheets. Trump provided 9,000 words in 7 statements. She aimed at the mind, he aimed for the gut. Emotion defeated reason. While Hitler comparisons are typically cliched, the parallels are striking. Neither won the popular vote, both showed contempt for democratic institutions, both treated truth as negotiable, both exploited fear and resentment. Hitler exploited constitutional weaknesses to destroy democracy. While America isn't as fragile as Weimar Germany, Trump's rapid rise is deeply concerning. Psychology has been weaponized through television advertising and negative campaigning. Stereotyping fuels polarization, while political buzzwords short-circuit rational thought by appealing to emotions rather than intellect. What's needed is balanced economy and regulated capitalism, government that nurtures without overreaching and maximizes liberty while ensuring fair rules. Despite current challenges, history provides solace. America's worst moments have often preceded remarkable recoveries. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "We may have all come on different ships, but we're in the same boat now." Sustainability depends on 4 variables: population, consumption, technology, and cooperation, all currently trending wrong. Yet history proves we can overcome intractable problems. The Keep America Beautiful campaign transformed littering behavior. Mandatory seatbelt laws increased usage from 10% to 90%, saving 13,000 lives yearly. The fight against big tobacco reduced smoking to 17%. The Montreal Protocol saved the ozone layer. Civil rights moved us from rigid segregation to legal equality in one lifetime. The fundamental sources of happiness remain unchanged: family, friends, meaning, gratitude, generosity, connection to nature, and spiritual appreciation. Money correlates with happiness only up to about $75,000 yearly. The strongest predictor of happiness is relationship quality. Our challenge now is expanding our circle of protection to embrace the entire Earth. Foreigners must become siblings. We cannot hurt them without hurting ourselves. We are mostly jackass with a small spark of genius, a species that creates terrible problems, but also beautiful solutions. In a world teetering on the edge, that spark might be enough.